I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. If you live in Florida, you are aware that Floridians are still in hurricane season. Some eyes are very watchful over the conditions of the tropics. Weather changes in the Gulf of Mexico can cause many people from Texas to the Florida Panhandle anxiety and the reminder to prepare for any quick changes in the weather. Hurricanes are not my favorite thing. I remember as a young child around 4 or 5 years old watching my dad try to cook a meal on our carport on a Coleman stove during Hurricane Donna in the 1960s. I was afraid the wind would pick him up and take him away, sort of like Dorothy Toto in her house in The Wizard of Oz. But thank the Lord, that did not happen, and Dad was able to serve us dinner. As I reflect on this, weather, and creation, I am reminded that as a follower of Jesus, I know the one who created it all. Creation and weather events are not just because science and nature puts it all together magically. In the very beginning, Almighty God created it all. Genesis 1:1 states, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." Compare this with verses in Colossians chapter 1, 15 through 17. "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." One can discover that Jesus is the exact representation of God. He is God, and in him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, and he is holding all things together. Being reminded of the greatness and the power of God helps me as a follower of Jesus. To know, as one song states, he's got the whole world in his hands, this should bring me comfort, especially if I can't control the weather, hurricanes, and storms. I can find comfort that God is in control, holding it all together for his purposes and his glory. When was the last time you paused and thanked God for his creation? His amazing handiwork on display every day, either the storm clouds rolling in, the thunder being displayed, or the beauty of a rainbow appearing. As a child of faith, a follower of Jesus, you can take comfort because you know the one who made it all. God's creation should cause us to take comfort in his power. God's creation should cause us to worship, not creation, but worship him. John wrote in John 1, verses 1 through 4, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Simply put, Jesus Christ is the Word who is God, who created, made the heavens and the earth. He is to be worshiped and exalted and honored. Why not today? Take a moment and thank God for his powerful creation, the heavens and the earth, thanking him for being an amazing artist from beautiful rainbows to spectacular night skies and everything in between. What a privilege to know him, the God of all creation. And the good news? He wants to be known by you. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.